Yep, to the yep. You already know what time it is, man. It's your girl Peel. See, we back live 900 AM WRD 96.1 Word Radio each and every Friday, bringing you that greener, safer Philadelphia conversation. I'm excited to be on your airways this Friday, bringing you a jam-packed show. It's Women's History Month, so I'm excited to have this next special guest online, always making the history, her story every time she comes on Word Radio, but always through and through here in the state of Pennsylvania. We have the one and only, the House Speaker, State Representative of Joanne McClinton on the line with us. Good morning. Welcome to Eco Word. Welcome to WRD. How you feeling?
Good morning. Happy Friday, Word Family PLC. I'm so glad to talk to you before
Yes.
Women's History Month wraps up because you are that girl keeping
Yes,
everybody, making sure we're taking care of our environment while taking care of ourselves.
yes. Thank you for the work that you're doing as well. That's why I wanted to highlight you on this Friday morning. I already know you're out and about getting it done because it's kicking off today at 11 a.m. You are doing your March food giveaway in partnership with State Rep. Amon Brown. And I wanted to just ask you, why do you feel like this initiative is important, especially right now?
Absolutely. So right now, many people are feeling it in the pocketbook more than we have in a long time. Everybody said in 2024, a lot of voting choices were made based off of the price of eggs. Well, now it's 2026, and not only has the price of eggs not gone down, gas is sky high, and average food for a family is like significantly rising all the time. So my office for the last year and a half has been doing a monthly food giveaway with State Rep Amon Brown and Caring for Friends Food Alliance because people need help. They need support. They need, things to put on the shelf, and they also need fresh produce to be able to serve to their family over the weekend and into the next week. So we've been doing this when the weather is great. We do it right outside the office, but during the winter months, we've been moving around our district. And today we're going to be right in Southwest Philly at St. James Episcopal Church at 6838 Woodland Avenue, right on Woodland Avenue, very accessible by the 11 trolley, very accessible for those who are driving and getting your way over there. We're going to start at 11 a.m. and it's while the supplies last. And what we encounter is people of all age ranges. Seniors, young parents, all age ranges just come in and trying to stock up, and having no cost is the best blessing of this moment.
Yes. And you doing it in Southwest, I think, is very important right now and very impactful because when we think about the city of Philadelphia, we always think about food scarcity. But one thing is about the food deserts, right? And highlighting these particular neighborhoods and showing that we are bringing it to them so it can be accessible to them. So I wanted to just ask you about accessibility. Making it accessible for your neighbors to come out and be able to actually get the food is extremely important. So why did you feel like making it in or putting it in an accessible space was important for to make it happen this time around?
Well, it's very important. We have an office that's right in West Philly in the Cobbs Creek section, but we've been at Motivation High School the last month, and we were at the Blanche Nixon Library, both at 60th and Baltimore, for the last month. It's important that people in different communities know we serve them, know we know what the needs are, and that we meet them where they are so they don't have to get out of the community. So while we've been in West Philly a few times, we're coming to Southwest Philly this Friday morning because we want our neighbors on that side of our district to know that not only do we hear them, are we proud to represent them, but we're also glad to meet them right in the community where they don't have to travel, traverse, and get to 60th Street or get to even to Baltimore Avenue and just come right around. If they're on Pascal, if you're on King Cess and you're on Greenway, come on Southwest. You are not far from where we are. We're just right at 60th and Woodland starting at 11 a.m.
And one of the things that I do love about the fact that, especially with State Rep Amon Brown, he has the Breezy Mart. He does it really big every
He's every
time,
week.
right?
He's every week.
Exactly, right? And then one thing that I appreciate is that this is actually addressing food insecurities. So I just wanted to hear from you, like how does this initiative actually address the food insecurity that we technically have in the city of Philadelphia?
Well, we know that the prices are very high in the grocery stores. And to your point about food deserts, that community right in Pascal, there isn't a big supermarket right nearby. Like you would have to go a bit distance to get to a real supermarket. So not only are prices high when you get to the supermarket, but you can't walk to one in that neighborhood. So it's wonderful that we're able to be right there so that accessing healthy food. We know that's a part of having a healthy community and a healthy family. And that's what my colleagues in Harrisburg are trying to do. In addition to passing policies, we want to be on the ground and also responsive with the help that we can give you on this morning.
Yeah. And also, I think because one of the biggest things that you also do is make sure that people understand that we do want to give you the necessities like the sodas, and we want to make sure you got the chips and all the snacks, but we're also going to give you your leafy greens. We're also going to make sure you have your vegetables and things like that. So how are you making sure we're educating our supporters and our listeners who are participating in these food giveaways to make sure that we are giving you healthy options, because we want to sustain our residents here in the city?
Yeah, so every now and again, it is donation based, so it's not like I go and get the food myself. We're getting donations from caring friends, caring for friends.
Awesome.
Well, so there's always something sweet with the healthy. Sometimes it's tasty cake, and people tell me you shouldn't be giving this out in the community, and I tell them you don't have to choose that for your household. You can stick with the bok choy. You can stick with the kale. You can stick with these nice potato bread hamburger rolls. Like, you don't have to choose anything that's unhealthy. And I just let them know, everybody's household is different. Our diets are different. The age range of people we're feeding, folks always assume because there are no little people with the last name of Clinton that I'm not cooking all week for my family. But I'm like, oh, my brother and my mother are like, what's for dinner? So, depending on who you're cooking for, it depends on what you choose when you get to our opportunity to give back at our food giveaway today.
Yes, and that's one of the reasons I really wanted to highlight this is because when you think about people giving away food, you want to make sure that we are also listening to the residents, right? Making sure that we're giving them back something they actually can enjoy and things that they actually desire, not just giving things away that we want them to take on. And I think when we change the conversation to a nutritious diet or a healthy diet, education is extremely important to navigate and to guide our residents to understand why we want to live a healthier lifestyle and to make sure they're eating their greens. So, is anything in particular that you would say that you all your office is doing while you're out and engaging with the community that you're talking about why this healthy lifestyle is important?
Well, in addition to having a healthy lifestyle, we want to make sure any problems you have that you get other help.
Yeah.
So our district office is going to be giving out brochures. They're called Working for Yous. There
Perfect.
are times, especially when this weather fluctuates up and down, where you might say, like, all right, I don't have to pay PICO this month, or I don't have to pay PGW. But here's the thing, starting in April, utility shutoffs will be back. So we want to make sure that our neighbors get ahead. So even if you're not coming to our food giveaway, but you're listening and you know that's you because you haven't opened that envelope, we don't judge. We are here to support. We want you to call our office. We're at 215-748-6712. We want to help you if you've fallen behind. It's very likely you qualify for either a customer assistance program or the state's program called LIHEAP to give you a $1,000 grant to reduce your energy bill. So it hasn't been as cold right now, but we know a couple of weeks ago it was brick, like
That
totally.
was a roller coaster of
Yes,
weather.
totally. So if you got behind in your heating bill and your utility costs, your local state rep, we have people we call down at PGW, at
Awesome.
PICO, at the water department. You don't have to fight these fights alone. We are also here to help you on the other side of keeping a healthy environment in your home.
I love that because that actually helps to rebuild that trust, right? Especially with our residents and our voters. We want to make sure that they feel somewhat of trust. They can trust our elected officials. So, do you feel like these initiatives and being able to reach out and touch and actually have a conversation with you, boots on the ground, brings that trust a little bit closer?
Yes, because you're able to say, like, oh, okay, these folks can help me. Like, no, we can't resolve that crisis while we're handing you, a bag of potatoes. But what we can do is give you our office phone number so that you can call us and recognize, like, we'll get back in the office about 3 o'clock on Friday, and we're going to be there to take your calls. And we're going to be there on Monday. And we want to get ahead of this problem, which is what happens every spring, where people end up coming in with shutoff notices. And unfortunately, utilities already shut off because they didn't make an agreement or they broke an agreement. But let us help you through those processes. We work for you. So whatever the problems are in your household and you think, oh, nobody can help, the government doesn't work, that's not true. My colleagues and I in the State House, not only do we want to change policies, but we also want to help you through the day to day. And that's what our constituent service advisors who are in our district office deal with every day.
And another thing I wanted to bring up as far as one of the reasons why I wanted to highlight just your food giveaway in general is because right now we're seeing a drastic drop in homicide numbers here in the city of Philadelphia, right? And that is an extremely huge thing, right? We want those numbers to stay down, but we also understand that public health and public safety equate to why we have so many different violence things that's happening as far as violence happening in our communities, right? And I really help, and I really think that when we are putting together initiatives like food giveaways, that helps with, parents who have to feed their children, that helps with parents who are not able to put food on the table, because that actually reduces some of the, stress that the parents have as well as the students have as far as going to school hungry, being picked on because they're hungry or they don't have food to eat or things like that. So I wanted to just ask you, how do you think that when it comes down to helping with food insecurities that's going on in our communities, is also helping reducing with the violence because we're feeding our families and giving them a sense of trust and also giving them a sense of access to things they may not have.
And a sense of healing, it's very difficult to tell someone how to be able to put food on the table if they feel that there are not only limited options, but it's hopelessness all around. So when we talk about filling the bellies, making sure everybody has a good meal and has groceries in the fridge that they can prepare food and support their communities, they're also able to show their children like things work out. We're not with our backs up against the wall. We're not without options. We know that there are people who believe if there are no options, then there's only option of crime. There's only option of violence. There's only other ways to find money, to get money, and to build quote unquote success. But we want to show them that we are here through the times. And as for me, growing up in Southwest in a single parent home with a mom who didn't have, child support or things like that coming in, doing her very best, like all of us have a point in life where we need different forms of help. So it's nothing to be ashamed of. And it's certainly nothing in a way that we say, oh, I'm not going to be out there standing in a line. Like, look, the line goes very quickly. And most importantly, if you don't need something, but you have the energy or you have the ability to get there, you can give it to your neighbor. You don't have to try to hoard something or put in the freezer. Just knock on your neighbor's door. I tell everybody, you'd be surprised sometimes. You just bring what you have and bring it to your neighbor, and they'd say, thank you. Like, I needed this, and I didn't know how to say anything to anyone because we all have pride.
Yes, and I appreciate you breaking that down. And we have to go to a quick commercial break, but before we go to a quick commercial break, I wanted to ask you a little bit about collaboration because I do want to highlight your partner. You brought them up as far as you receiving donations to be able to do this initiative. So I wanted to shed some light on your partner organization so people know exactly who they're getting the help from.
Oh, yeah. So, first of all, State Representative Amon Brown, who has the Breezy Mart every Friday, doesn't miss any time. He was able to connect me first with Caring for Friends. He was able to let me know, who they are, and I've and then form my own relationship with them. And we've worked very hard at the state level to get them state grants and support so that they can continue purchasing food that they give away to families in our community. And they also give away to nonprofits. But we recognize that we want to work ourselves out of a hunger problem. We want it to no longer be something that exists and that people don't say, like, oh, we don't have money for food this month or this week or whatever it is. So one of the bills that we recently passed was Act 13, and reduces hunger by encouraging food donation so that there is a liability for donors of food. Because many times, you say, oh, look at the date, look at that, but it's recommended, right? So the new law encourages people to get surplus food that's safe to eat and give it to families so that they can build their their food pantries and help to fight hunger in their communities.
I love that. I love that. We're going to go to a quick commercial break and learn a little bit more about Act 13 as well as how you can participate in this food giveaway that's going down right now in Southwest Philadelphia, starting at 11 a.m. here in the city of Philadelphia. You already know we want you to be a part of it. Stay locked. It's your girl, POC Eco, where Eco, where Eco, where. We'll be right back.